Our second reading from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7, the verses 24 through 29. I hope you enjoy that from time to time we choose our scripture from the Message Bible. I personally love it, and I know that many of you do as well. It is spoken in the language of our time. Now, sometimes even I have to raise a little eyebrow, but it's a beautiful translation. Matthew 7, verse 24. These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. But if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. And when Jesus concluded his address, the crowd burst into applause. They had never heard teaching like this. It was apparent that he was living everything he was saying. Quite a contrast to their religion teachers. This was the best teaching they had ever heard. May the scripture readings of this morning speak to all of us today and reveal to us that God loves us deeply with a love that will never, never let us go. Brothers, sisters in Christ, adversity and storms are part of our daily lives. Often problems come our way without us asking for it. Currently, we are helplessly watching the destruction caused by raging firestorms, destroying not only the possessions, but also the hopes and dreams of so many of our fellow Americans. Over the weekend, we heard that storms are heading east. Thousands of flights are cancelled and delayed. All these unscheduled and unexpected events are stark reminders that our plans and our schedules can so easily change without prior notice and completely without our own doing. Now, I want you to listen what happened at a performance of a famous orchestra. One of the movements featured a flute solo that was to be played as if coming from a great distance. So the conductor instructed the flutist to stand off stage where he was to count the measures precisely in order to come in at the exact moment, since the conductor and the soloist would not be able to see each other. It had to be exactly at the right moment by counting. So on the performance night, when the time came for the flute solo, the flutist began exactly at the right moment, and the fine, lilting tone notes floated out so beautifully. But then suddenly there was a pinching, sour note, and the soloist was silent for the rest of the piece. Now, of course, the conductor was outraged, and at the end of the performance, rushed off the stage to find the poor flutist. And the flutist was still trembling. "Maestro," he said, "before you say anything, let me first tell you what happened. You know, I came in accurately and everything was going beautifully when suddenly this enormous stage hand ran up, grabbed away my flute and pushed me back, shouting, "Quiet, you idiot! Don't you know there's a concert going on out there?" As you can see, in spite of all the preparation, the unforeseen still happened. When Jesus concluded his magnificent Sermon on the Mount, he stated that our lives, in order to be durable, must have a foundation as solid as rock. We are building, you and I, our very own building. We call it our lives. The foundations of life consist of the ground upon which we built. Foundations of life consist on what? Of the ground upon which we built. Either you build your life on rock or you build it on sand. There is no other option given to us. In the first example, Jesus said that a wise man came and he built his house on a rock. He was a prudent man, an intelligent man, and it was not a solitary rock, not one small cluster of rocks, but actually a large cliff, like a mountain. That's what the wise man did. And the master storyteller then mentions another type of soil, sand. He said, "But if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a stupid carpenter who built his house on a sandy beach. When a storm rolled in, the winds howled, the waves came up, and guess what? It collapsed like a house of cards." Now look at these two houses. When finished, they appeared exactly the same. Jesus did not tell us that one of them looked like a jury-rigged contraption, a shark, a shack or a lean-to, while the other looked like a mansion. No. From a distance, the two houses looked exactly the same. However, there was something that we couldn't see from a distance. And the difference was in their foundation. Choice, not chance, determines our human destiny. The foundation on which you and I choose to build determines our future. A life built on shaky soil will always be an unstable life. The foundations of life consist of the ground upon which you build. Whether you are a teenager, an adult, or a senior citizen, you are always building on a foundation. The storms of life confront every human being. And Jesus said that the suddenness of the storm surprised both the wise man and also the foolish man. When crisis came, and you see it to this very day in all our lives, wait until we are in real crisis, and then you can immediately see the difference between those who have nothing to stand on, nothing to fall back on, no faith to support. While through the years, I've been by the bedside of hundreds in their dying moments. And I've seen the children of God. I've seen their inner strength, their power, their fearlessness, firmly standing, relying on the rock of ages. Matters not what your educational background, your place of position, of prestige, life's storms eventually confront all of us. Some of us have lived through great crises in our lives. Some of you entered the sanctuary today, aware of the fact that you are in a storm, that you have so many things that you deal with, things that you need answers for. Well, you may be upper class, middle class, low class, no class. Storms are never respecters of persons. Now the Bible says, just look at the intensity of the storm. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house because it had been founded on rock. It sounds so familiar for many of us. Yeah, we are not exempt from the storms of life. They are as much a part of life as breathing for all of us, no exceptions. So, Scripture this day, the words of Jesus are foundational words. Words to build a life on. The stability of life depends on its foundation. All the materials one uses in building are important. Oh yes, the brick, the cinder block, the wood, the nails. However, the material is not as important as the foundation. And that is comforting to me because it tells me that the stability of my life does not rest on my weak physical frame. It rests on the rock itself. The wise builder does not get the credit for his durable construction. The credit goes to the rock. The teachings of Christ. The truth of Christ. And now we understand. Christ Himself is the rock. The rock of ages. It's an awful moment when a seeking person finds that the props, the foundation on which it has blindly rested for so long, are now rotten. And when they begin to feel the nothingness of tradition, and in that horrible insecurity, then also begins to doubt whether there is anything to believe at all. We've seen people in desperation. I've experienced people in desperation. When you reach out to them with the assurance of Christ, their eyes tell you, "What are you talking about? Are you coming with your religious jargon to me now?" The rock is one of the biblical terms for our Lord, for our Savior, a term for Christ. And the implication is so obvious. His truth is the one foundation upon which we can and should build our lives. His truth is the one truth that is always true. It will never vary. Never shift like the desert sands. It will always remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. And resting upon this foundation, we, you and I, shall stand secure when the winds and rains and floods of error, of fear and doubt and self-reproach beat upon us. In faith, we are standing on a rock. And even, mark my words, and even when you and I sometimes tremble on the rock, we know for sure that the rock will never, never tremble under us. Follow Jesus, and you will never get lost. On Christ, the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen.